Peng Cho-hwan paints a disturbing picture of chaos and violence along North Korea's border with China. Defectors risk their lives while North Korean soldiers stand ready to arrest or shoot them.
이것은 북한이 북중 국경이 열리게 되면
He tells journalists in Tokyo that North Korea wants to control the border area desperately. Once the border opens up, the system will never be the same. That border is familiar territory for Kang. He escaped into China more than 10 years ago after he learned the North Korean government was investigating him. That followed a decade of abuse and starvation he experienced as a prisoner at the notorious Yeodak concentration camp. He was sentenced there with his family because former North Korean leader Kim Il-sung thought Kang's grandfather was a traitor. Kang, now a journalist in South Korea, is speaking out about the North Korean camps, in part because U.S. journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee were sentenced to 12 years there. He is convinced the communist regime is treating both women well. He says that North Korea's government will not bother the journalists because it knows the U.S. is a powerful country. Because the world knows where those journalists are, the government cannot harm them. Kang also said that United Nations sanctions will not stop North Korea's nuclear programs, but that China could be influential. Tens of thousands of North Koreans are thought to have fled hunger and repression into China, but the Beijing government considers them to be illegal migrants and returns them to North Korea, where they face imprisonment and possible execution. Kang wants the United States to pressure China to allow refugees to cross the border. He says that will lead to a collapse of the North Korean government if hundreds of thousands of its citizens flee. Akiko Fujita for VOA News, Tokyo.